Guide to Comparing and Verifying Summer Mobile Promotions. According to the provided materials, the three mobile carriers ran summer promotions offering plan subscribers points and subscription and membership benefits. However, because the year and official notice URLs are missing, these should not be mistaken for government assistance currently open for applications. Check carrier announcements and point usage terms before subscribing. The benefits presented are best understood as commercial promotions operated by carriers and partner platforms, not government assistance programs that provide cash payments. According to the materials, the maximum points over 12 months are 480, 000 points from SK Telecom, 324, 500 TOS points from KT, and 469, 200 TOS points from LG U+. The advertised monthly effective price matches the actual cost only if all points can be applied to mobile service charges. The provided materials do not include the year of implementation or official notice URLs, so availability for enrollment cannot be confirmed as of August 14, 2026. Before enrolling, check the official terms for eligible customers, the required plan retention period, point issuance and expiration dates, and clawback conditions for early cancellation. Even when telecommunications fee promotions are introduced alongside the government's policy of stabilizing people's livelihoods, government subsidies and carrier sales promotions are separate programs. This comparison calculates and compares the amounts in the provided materials while distinguishing unverified details from conditions that should be checked before signing up. Verification date, August 14, 2026. The provided materials do not include the year in which the promotions were conducted or official announcement URLs. Therefore, the information below does not guarantee that these benefits are currently available. It is a comparison that organizes and calculates the provided terms. Key conclusions to check: first, none of the three benefits permanently reduces the plan price itself. Instead, they lower the perceived cost by awarding points for a set period. Based solely on the provided materials, these are not programs under which the government pays telecommunications expenses directly to users. They are closer to sign-up promotions offered by carriers or partner platforms. If where the points can be used when they are awarded or their expiration dates are restricted, the advertised benefit may differ from the actual savings. The materials describe these as August-September benefits, but the specific sign-up periods presented are mainly in August. Separate announcements are needed for the eligibility and terms of September benefits. Phrases without a year, such as until August 31, must not be interpreted as currently valid deadlines. Comparison of benefits presented by carrier: the amounts below were calculated directly from the plan prices and points stated in the provided materials. The calculations assume that all points are used at full value toward telecommunications expenses. Carrier plan in the materials: monthly fee point structure, nominal 12-month benefit, perceived monthly cost in the materials, additional benefits, SK Telecom Air X58. 000140, 000 air points per month times 12 months 480, 000 points 18, 0001 claimed additional 10, 000 points per month for participating in events and waived USIM ESIM fees through certain sign-up channels, KT Yogo 6161, 000161, 0001 in the first month, 30, 501 per month for the next 5 months, and 18, 501 per month for the following 6 months, 324, 500 TOS points, approximately 33, 958 1 per month on average over 12 months. Claimed subscriptions to one video service and one reading or music service, plus KT VIP membership, LG Uplist Daily Nugget 5959, 000139, 100 TOS points per month times 12 months 469, 200 TOS points 19, 901 claimed Millie's library subscription and a selectable VIP benefit once per month. The subscription services and membership packages in the table may also change during the promotion period. Users should check whether the benefits can be applied on top of existing subscriptions, whether separate registration is required, and whether they end immediately when the plan is canceled. SK Telecom AirX calculation, the provided materials state that customers who sign up for the 58,000 monthly plan receive 40,000 air points each month for 12 months. Basic telecommunications fees, 58,000 times 12 months equals 696,000 basic points. 40,000 points times 12 months equals 480,000 points net cost if all points are used for telecommunications expenses. 216,000 average monthly net cost. 18,000 the additional 10,000 points per month said to be awarded. For event participation, should be calculated separately from the basic benefit. This is because the number of participation opportunities, whether the offer is first come, first served, and any award limits have not been confirmed. The materials state that the points can be used toward telecommunications expenses until the end of the year. However, if the points are awarded over 12 months, these timelines may not align. The official terms should be checked to determine whether the points are awarded upfront in a lump sum or whether each batch of points has a separate expiration date. KT Yogo 61, calculation, the point amounts in the materials add up as follows. First month, 61,000 points months 26. 30,500 points times 5 months equals 152,500 points months 712. 18,500 points times 6 months equals 111,000 points total. 324,500 points if all 324,501 in points are used against the 12-month telecommunications fees of 732,001. The net cost is 407,501, or approximately 33,958 per month on average. The subscription passes provide actual additional savings only to users who would otherwise pay for those services. LG Uplist Daily Nugget 59, calculation, the materials state that customers who sign up for the 59,000 monthly plan receive 39,100 toss points each month for 12 months. Basic telecommunications fees, 59,000 times 12 months equals 708,000 points. 39,100 points times 12 months equals 469,200 points net cost if all points are used. 238,801 average monthly net cost. 19,901. The value of selectable membership benefits varies depending on whether they are used each month. Do not assume that specific options, such as Naver Plus membership, are always available. Check the selection list for the relevant month. Why the perceived cost may differ from actual spending. Perceived monthly cost does not mean the amount billed by the carrier each month. If users must first pay the full fee and then receive separate points, the cash or card payment required each month may still equal the original plan price. Actual savings can be calculated using the following formula. Actual savings equals points actually used plus paid subscription costs, replaced minus additional costs, minus existing discounts, forfeited the following factors should be checked. When are the points awarded? Can all points be used to pay telecommunications fees? Are there monthly usage limits or minimum payment amounts for the points? When do unused points expire? Are remaining points reclaimed if the plan is changed or canceled? Can the benefit be combined with bundle discounts, contract discounts, or card discounts? Who is eligible? New subscribers, customers transferring their numbers, or existing customers? Are USIM ESIM issuance fees, delivery fees, or activation fees charged separately? Even if the points can be used for other purchases, it is not appropriate to count their full value as telecommunications savings if they are spent on products the user would not normally purchase. Criteria for choosing among the three plans: user situation condition, to examine first, want to reduce monthly cash spending immediately, check whether the points can be used immediately at the billing stage plan to keep the service for at least 1 year, compare total points over 12 months, and the conditions for contracts or midterm changes, already paying for subscription services, check whether the benefits can actually replace existing payments, receiving family or internet bundle discounts. Compare whether signing up for the promotion would eliminate existing bundle discounts. Plan to use. The service only briefly checks the conditions for stopping or reclaiming points after cancellation, rather than focusing on the initial benefits. Spend time abroad or use little data. Compare whether an unlimited plan is truly more advantageous than a lower-cost plan, the product that awards the most. Points is not always the least expensive. For users with low usage, the total 12-month cost of a lower-priced plan without a promotion may be lower. What to check before comparing official plans? It is advisable to save the following information from the sign-up page. Promotion name and implementation year application, start and end dates, eligible sign-up types and exclusions, minimum period. For keeping the plan scheduled monthly point award dates and expiration dates, whether the points can be used to pay telecommunications fees rules for early cancellation. Number transfers or plan changes, subscription registration deadlines, and whether subscriptions automatically convert to paid plans, whether bundle discounts and contract discounts can be combined, contact information, and the full original promotion terms. Users should check not only the advertisement page, but also the terms and estimated charges at the final sign-up stage. Saving screenshots or files of the completed application page and benefit conditions can help verify whether any benefits were omitted. Difference between government livelihood measures and carrier promotions. Even if a carrier launches a promotion in support of the government's policy direction for stabilizing people's livelihoods, that alone does not make it a government support program. Category: carrier promotion, government or local government support program, implementing entity carrier or partner business, central government, public institution, or local government form of benefit points, discounts, memberships, or subscription, passes, subsidies, or services provided under laws. Budgets and official announcements, main conditions, sign-up channel, continued use of the plan, and whether the customer is new or transferring, a number, place of residence, income, age, household requirements, and other criteria were to verify carrier's official website and sign-up terms. Official government or local government announcements and administrative portals, nature of entitlement, limited time, sales terms, administrative support based on announced eligibility criteria and procedures, local government livelihood stabilization subsidies, extreme heat measures, energy cost support, and Chuseok livelihood measures, each have separate announcements and eligibility criteria. Signing up for a telecommunications fee promotion does not automatically qualify a user for this public support. Wording that omits the year, such as scheduled to be announced in September, must also not be treated as a current plan. Easily overlooked criteria. Total cost and point-related risk, a factor often overlooked in simple discount comparisons, is point liquidity. 1-1 in cash and 1 point with restricted uses do not necessarily have the same value to a user. For example, even if a user receives 39,100 points on a 59,000 monthly plan, using only half of the points would make the actual monthly cost higher than the advertised 19,901. Conversely, if a free subscription pass completely replaces a subscription fee the user was already paying, the perceived savings may increase. For an accurate comparison, write down the following three amounts separately over a period of at least 12 months. Total fees actually paid to the carrier, points that can actually be used before they expire, value of subscriptions and memberships that replace existing payments. This method shows the user's actual costs more clearly than wording that emphasizes the maximum benefit.